not sure what I'm going to call this conversation yet. Something like dogs versus humans, or why I love dogs more than people. Something like that. That sounds good. I was thinking about this a couple weeks ago because I love dogs. And I love people too, but in different ways. And I was just thinking about the comparisons and relationships and whatever based solely off the species, not just like, you know, there's some types of relationships, there's different types of love, right? With human beings, romantic relationships, familial, coworkers, you love your best friends, maybe, whatever. It's a different kind of love than you would love your partner, I would assume. So I was thinking about just human relationships that I have, and then dog relationships that I have. And I love dogs. I don't know how to say more. It's just different. Here's the thing. There's this whole debate between, like, cats and dogs, and, like, people saying that, oh, dog owners just really need validation, and that's whatever, and I'm not going to say there's not some truth to that, because we're going to get into that. I don't know what cats give somebody, necessarily. I don't know. It's just one of those things where I'm like, I don't know why people love cats. They're cool and stuff, I guess. I find that sometimes they need more validation from you than a dog does, depending on the dog. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. Right, puppy? I have a puppy here right now. Her name is Ren, and she's beautiful, and she's chilling in the studio. So anyway, just to break it down real simple, there's it's not just innocence, but I really do believe, I mean, animals have an innocence about them. I have a soft spot for animals. Part of it might be that these animals can't, they're not making decisions generally to do something to harm anybody. They're not making decisions really at all. A lot of it, if not all of it, is just response to stimuli. Instinct and response to stimuli. Learned behaviors and a lot of nature. But even those learned behaviors are generally nurtured into them or trained into them. There's not a lot of solo learning in a lot of instances. And because of that, I just feel like dogs or other animals get more patience from me. And it's the recognition that their actions aren't as purposeful sometimes as people think, especially negative actions. Things that we perceive to be, or assign a negative value to, things that we perceive as being bad, they're not doing out of frustration and anger and whatever else. So that's one thing. Really, it comes down, I think, to trust. And I mentioned the validation thing earlier. I think that I'm a person who, I don't necessarily need human validation as much as other people. It's nice to get that sometimes. It's nice for someone to communicate to you with words or in other ways, other various love languages, that they appreciate you, that they see you, that they understand you, that you're doing good things. But generally, it's not something that I need as much as I would say maybe the average person. For the most part, I definitely don't need that validation from strangers. That doesn't mean anything to me. But the people that I hold close to me, having some of that validation is valuable. But as I mentioned in the last conversation, what I really need is someone that's willing to challenge me. I need to trust that person is willing to challenge me and be okay if I challenge them. But more than validation, what I need is open communication and honesty and all that stuff. Anyway, the thing is, with a puppy or a dog, there's this innocence and there's a trust that if I treat the dog well, it will treat me well back. That if I love it, it will love me. The sad thing is that animals get abused all the time when they still love their owners because they just don't know any better. And that makes me sad. But generally, if I love this pup, it shows love back to me. And I think that that's a trust that you can't put in other human beings that have more critical thinking and autonomy and selfishness and other things that dogs don't inherently have. So I love dogs, and I express a lot of love for dogs. There's probably a lot of other reasons too, and some of them are just random, perhaps. But I definitely feel like I could deconstruct some of the reason why I love dogs. And there is that validation piece, that I do get something from them that I'm going to link to that on YouTube. I'll link to that video a long time ago that I had about unconditional love, because I don't believe in unconditional love between humans, and I don't even like it as a concept. And I don't like it as a concept for animals either. I mean, if you mistreat your pets should not love you and be wonderful to you still. I don't like that about it, actually. It's like, but it's just that trust and that understanding of like, hey, you treat me well, I'm gonna be nice to you. And yeah, Ren is naughty sometimes and steals socks and whatever, but again, there's a certain amount of instinct that she can't control. But there is a lot about the relationship building that she understands, I believe, and obviously I can't know what goes on in her little head, her pretty little brain capsule, her brain decor. I don't know. But it seems like she gets that I care for her and that I love her and that I'm going to do things to protect her. And then she gives me love back. And that's a beautiful thing. Again, not something that you can trust with other humans. You can say, I trust you and I learned to trust you, but we know that humans are fallible and that humans have their own self-interest in mind, which I don't believe in altruism, really. So, I mean, altruism is suicide. I believe that's the only true form of altruism. But the thing is, like, dogs are like animals. We're like, oh man, they're like wild animals. I mean, they're not wild, but like that you've got a trained animal. You've got an animal that's running off a lot of instinct. But I find that again, different animals have different personalities, different pasts, different experiences, different breeds have different traits. Sure, all those things are true. And I just don't see a lot of randomness between but that's the thing, there isn't randomness in humans either. Like, I mean, I guess there's mental health randomness of just like, I love you and I treat you well and the next day I smack you in the face. I don't know. I feel like this is going off the rails as per usual, but dogs are the best and I love them. And I think that maybe part of that trust thing component is that, like, it's interesting. If I trust a human and they screw up, I can do one of two things. I can assign that blame to them and say, you did this because blank, you hurt me because you whatever. Or I could say, that's just part of your nature and you couldn't help it. And I could forgive that person probably or possibly for doing what they did, because I won't assign enough responsibility to them. Because I feel like for an animal, I don't assign any responsibility to them for the most part, because I believe that behaviors are trained and that there's no bad... It's like no bad dogs, only bad trainers, right? Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. I kind of explored some things, and Ren is beautiful, and you should think so too. And if you don't, then you're a horrible person, and I'm going to report you to the police.